Hello, this is Susan Albert Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theatre Works. Welcome to The Play's the Thing, LA Theatre Works' radio theatre series for new plays. Tonight, we present Say Zebra by Sherry Comen, which was originally produced at the Cleveland Playhouse in 1991. Say Zebra is a political thriller and love story in which a Canadian journalist agrees to assist a young African-Canadian woman on a dangerous journey to locate her missing friend in South Africa. Say Zebra is directed by Robert Robinson. The cast includes Okuyo as Sandra Bach, Lisa Bonet as Jabeline McKenzie, Michael Broomberg as a government official, Jack Coleman as Doug Johnson, Maxine James as a government official, Lamakosi Kunene as a schoolgirl, Thinjiwe Kunene as Faruka, Sozukuma as a schoolboy, Carl Lumley as Simon Zays, Abner Mariri as Mbuku, and Donald Monat as a motorcycle police officer. And now, Say Zebra.
In the last few days, it's been so hard to go near water. Everything makes me think of her. A lake, or sink, or faucet, or puddles, or a bathtub, or rain, or swimming pool. It also tastes different, like it's got salt in it. Most of the time when I'm swimming, I feel stronger in fear than anyone in the world. I love the feel of my hands pushing out, the air making a stream of bubbles from my nose, the power of my body to move fast without moving at all. I always tried to teach her how to swim, but Sandra never wanted to. I never in my life saw her on the water except once in Africa. It seems so long ago now. We went to Kenya because she thought we could change the world. Instead, the world fell down on us like some giant waterfall, and everything beautiful in Africa fell down on us too and made us feel so small. I think that's why she did it. I think that Sandra just wanted to feel as big as Africa.
Let's try it again.
All right, but this time I'm going to let go of your hands and you have to mirror what I'm doing without looking, okay? Close your eyes. You ready?
Wait, I'm not ready.
Too late, girl.
I can feel the energy from your hands.
Yeah, well, I could feel you ate something garlic for lunch. Come on, try.
I am trying. Wow, that's cool.
Okay, freeze. Oh, Lord.
Let me lead. I want to lead. Let me do it.
All right, that's fine, because I happen to be a genius at this.
See? I should have been the leader.
Name, please.
Jabeline McKenzie.
Your name? Doug Johnston.
Place of residence.
Toronto.
Citizenship?
I'm Canadian.
Canada.
But I live in Johannesburg.
You're Canadian.
Is this your passport?
Yes, sir.
What brings you to South Africa?
The letter tells you why I'm here.
Why are you here?
I just said I live here.
I want you to tell me what the letter says.
I'm looking for my friend who's been missing for 13 months.
Why are you here?
I'm a journalist. This is where I've been posted.
You travel a lot, I see.
Yes, sir, I do. I travel a lot.
Where will you be going to look for her?
Well, just wherever I can, here in Johannesburg. Doug,
will you at any time be going into the townships?
Yes, I will be going into the townships.
No, ma'am, not if I can help it.
What is your business?
I'm an athlete. I swim.
Where do you work?
With the South African Bureau of UPI.
I'm a swimmer.
What do you do for a living?
That's what I do.
Are you home to stay?
Yes, ma'am.
I train. I'm on this branch of the Canadian swim team. Like, we're not professionals yet, but we're getting professional training.
Well, if you're so busy training, why are you in South Africa?
Because my friend is like family, and she's missing, and I need to find her.
What sort of piece are you working on now?
Nothing specific, just the general coverage.
It's all in the letter there that's in my passport. See, if you just read the letter, it tells you it's from my member of parliament. See?
I need to check this out.
What do you mean you need to check this out?
Thank you. You may carry on.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am, and have a good day. What are you doing? Don't do that. Come on.
His name is Mbuku.
Don't spy on my notes.
Well, you have his name wrong.
Wasn't that it?
No, we have Muku. His name is Mbuku. Muka Mbuku. You see that little Datsun over there?
Don't point.
Well, they're following us, aren't they?
Yeah, so it seems.
What are you worried about? Huh? You're not black. They're not going to do anything to you. I'm the one who should be worried.
Let's go. Let's go back to my place.
No! We said we'd meet those guys here. We don't have time.
And don't stare at them. I don't want our contacts to think we have anything to do with them. Please don't stare at them. Don't play with our safety like that. Are you crazy?
Sorry.
Let's get the car. We can just drive around.
No, no! Come back. I promise I'll be fine. I won't do anything again. I'm sorry. Come on. Come back here. Give me a kiss. We'll miss those guys. You know we will. I'm sorry. I won't do anything like that again. So when do we file?
When do we file?
Yeah, when do we file?
We don't have to. Not today. We're not expected.
But we found out some new stuff.
I told you, Java, we can't print that. It's unconfirmed, all of it.
Oh, the boy practically said he saw her.
He didn't say that. He said she reminded him of the person he saw. That's nothing. He couldn't remember any distinguishing facts at all. What she was wearing, you know, anything. I'm sorry, kiddo. It's not good enough.
Don't call me kiddo.
Keep an eye out, will you?
So, who is this guy you're hanging out with, huh? Man, you must be twice your age. If your mama could see you...
She wouldn't give a damn.
You're getting too grown up. Soon you'll be too old and I won't know you when I see you.
Where are you?
I can feel the warmth coming from you just as if you stood in front of me.
Lead me where you are. Make me feel where you are.
Remember when you taught me how to swim?
Yeah. I told you it was just like smoking dope.
I should have been brilliant at it.
I never saw you like that, like the water was some kind of lion that would eat you up.
I couldn't get the breathing right.
It's easy. Take it in fast, let it out slow. In fast, out slow.
If I was stoned, I could do it.
In fast, out slow.
In fast, out slow.
In fast, out slow.
Hello. Hey, who's there?
Who are you?
My name is Simon. If I say Simon Says, it means go quiet because someone's near.
What?
Shit. Simon Says. Okay.
Okay.
We have to talk fast.
Who are you?
I'm a groundskeeper.
You're what?
I can only talk when the coast is clear. If I say Simon Says, it means you must not say a thing for 3 or 4 minutes. If I just go quiet, it means wait for me to speak. Do you understand?
Who are you?
My name is Simon. I've been trying to find you for some time now. I didn't think there was anyone down this far or I would have visited before. Is your name Sondra?
I'm a foreign citizen. I'm not supposed to be here. They made a mistake, see, but I lost my passport. So I'm just waiting for them to check me out, then I'm out of here.
You've waited a long time. Over a year. I know about it.
Don't talk to me like you're God or something. I'm crazy enough as it is.
You're lucky. They call this the Royal Suite. Are you alone?
The Royal Suite?
Yes.
Lucky? Shit. Who are you? There's no royalty in here.
Of course not. I know. Sorry.
You should see this shithole.
Are you alone?
Your accent is funny. What kind of accent are you?
I lived for a time in England. Tell me what happened.
That's like me. I was born in New Orleans 3 days after King died. When I was 10, we went to Canada. I'm 19. So that means I lived most of my life in New Orleans. But I think I'm Canadian. Right now, I don't know what I think I am. If I stay here for 10 more years, I'll think I'm South African. Isn't that weird, Simon? You still there?
Tell me what happened at the high school, quickly.
What happened? I don't know. It was so long ago. I don't know. I joined in this demonstration because I saw that Winnie Mandela was there.
Why did you come to South Africa? Did you hear me? Why did you come?
I came as a tourist.
A tourist?
I don't know anything. I don't know anything at all.
I know why you came, Sandra.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?